It is the last Podmas.
On the last
day of Podmas, Intoxicated gave to you something that has to do with Christmas.
An end of the year wrap up.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's like your Spotify wrap, but it's Intoxicated wrap.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
So we decided to make this last episode of Podmas, which is coming out on Christmas Day. So first and foremost, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Or I should say Happy Holidays, everyone. Happy anything.
Happy whatever it is you're doing out there, buddy.
Happy, you know, happy, is it Saturday? I have no
Friday?
Idea what time
it's
is.
Monday.
Christmas is Saturday. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday.
Whatever you're celebrating, happy that.
Happy weekends.
For this one, we are going to treat this kind of like a best of 2021, kind of like a farewell to the year, because we are not going to be posting our regular episode this week because it's fucking Christmas and your girl just did 25 fucking podcasts.
You
I need a goddamn break. I'm sorry, I love the podcast, but I'm constantly
break,
talking into a mic and on a computer, and I am gonna give myself a little bit of a breather, and we're also gonna take next week off from posting as well, and we will be back with a regular Intoxicated episode, regular programming on the 7th of January. So I'm being a little selfish. I'm giving myself 2 weeks off, but in all fairness, this week wasn't a podcast break because I was still doing Podmas and I was still promoting Dan and Claire. So I shouldn't have to validate myself so much, but
no,
here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Doing just that.
So we will be taking a little bit of a breaky poo after this episode comes out. So I kind of wanted to just, I guess, because this will be the last episode of 2021, take a look back at the year. We're going to talk about our personal highlights from 2021, favorite moments, the highlights reel, our favorite moments from the podcast, and then what we're looking forward to in 2022. So Does anything stick out to you as like your personal best of things you look back on and go, I'm proud of that, or like I really enjoyed this time, or
yeah, I have a couple.
Mm.
My birthday weekend, that's always a fun weekend.
What did you do?
I forget. I got a hotel downtown, and I went to Antojo's for tacos.
That's so fun.
And then we just went to the Roxbury for some drinks, and then we just went back to the hotel and played some games and like swam in the pool and stuff. And yeah, it was really fun.
And that would have been the start of your year.
That would have been. January was shit because I just remember like going through a whole bunch of stuff. Like my dad was in the hospital. My cat was sick.
Fuck.
I was having a hard time with work and like just everything kind of hit me at once. But it all turned around in February. And then working on volleys and working on set in general.
Oh, that's a big
really
one
fun.
For you.
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
I started volleys in April.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because I lost my job like a week before.
Yeah,
I want to sit with volleys.
Right. And I mean, that might be considered a low light for a lot of people losing their job, but you took it as a blessing in disguise.
I did. And I was able to like do something that I'm proud of and also really enjoy doing. And I got, since I did that, they can see like kind of what I can do. So I've been offered more stuff. Like I'm going to be doing more stuff in January with my sister when she's home, hopefully, if restrictions are
right,
a little bit less at that time. But yeah.
Foot in the door.
Exactly. And also just like finding a new job and getting out of like the call center world, even though it's been a little bit of a rough ride.
Yeah.
That's
a big highlight though.
Yeah.
Like getting a new job in a year is like, it does kind of feel like a fresh start.
It does.
No matter when you get it.
Yeah. No matter what the job is. But yeah, those are kind of like,
what about
the
main... do you have any comedy highlights? Like anything that sticks out as...
Ladies night.
Yeah.
Of course. That's always a highlight.
Yeah.
I think all ladies nights that I did.
All of the ladies nights. Let's
see. Oh, Foggy Funnies. Any Foggy Funny show.
Yeah. shout out to Foggy Funnies. Hopefully
Yuck
we'll be back soon. Yeah.
I didn't perform at Yuck Yucks, but like going to Yuck Yucks and seeing you perform and
That was seeing, a big one.
And oh, also Good Robot, seeing Dan and Claire there.
Oh, nice. That's so nice.
Yeah. And Luba.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fun. For me, like, I gotta say, 2021 was tough for me. I did start the year with a new job, so that was obviously a big highlight as well. I think I started the year with a lot, like, in a very positive way. I would say, like, the first 3 months of 2021 were great. I did start it with burnout because I remember feeling burnt out from the podcast and just knowing that I had to take a little bit of a break. But starting with a new job was very hopeful. And kind of when I decided to take that break, it felt really nice to just kind of go, like, I'm letting myself take a break. I'm, you know, that was kind of a big thing for me. I didn't realize it would be 5 months. And, like, if I'm totally honest, I'm going to try not to be pessimistic here. It was just a hard 5 months. Mental health wise, 2021 was the worst year of my life. So I'm trying my best to see silver linings in that, which is, again, strength, being a stronger person because of it, meeting you as a friend, which really, really helped me. Yeah. Well, I guess we would have had met before, but
yeah,
we became closer that in 2021.
That's also one of my highlights too. I meant to mention that too.
Fuck,
but
yeah.
Like, it's just because, like, I feel like where we spend so much time together, like, you've always been a part of my life.
It feels
so, I'm like, yeah, of course meeting you was a highlight, but, like,
but it feels weird to say that we only met, like, we only became close this year because it feels like we've been close for longer.
Like, so we really started just hanging out in, like, May.
Yeah, I would say, like, the summer kind of sucked. I didn't do much in the summer. The lockdown in May was just, like, that lockdown was brutal for me. Just not good. I would say another highlight would be relaunching the podcast, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That happened. that darn thing.
Don't worry, we're talking personal. So, like, this is just goes to show how connected the podcast is to my personal life. And I will get to that statement when I talk about 2022. But yeah, relaunching the podcast, coming back with, like, kind of like just a gusto, and, like, it felt really good getting back into it. In terms of comedy, I think some highlights would be, like, it was the year that I finally did out of town shows. I did a show in Tatamagush. I did a show in River John. And that was, like, really fucking fun. Like, those kind of stick out to me as, like, things that I'll never forget. Performing at Yuck Yucks for sure. That first guest spot with Lynn was killer, for sure a highlight. And certainly better than the second guest spot.
Well, give yourself a little bit of credit there, but
I will. But it was definitely just, like, just overall a better experience the first time around.
Yeah.
What else was there? We had our carnival day.
Oh yeah,
that was so fun.
Day. And also, like, the Evergreen Festival that we just said, that was really fun too.
It was really fun.
And our summer hangouts are really fun too. Going to the lake and stuff. And
yes, there was a few good days in the summer. I will say it was, like, less. When I think about summers, it was less eventful, but yeah, we did have some good getaways there. And if I'm just speaking more deeply, like, I would say I've realized a lot this year, a lot of really just, like, hard truths about myself and friendships and where I want my life to go. So I feel like 2021, although it was kind of a fucking bitch to me, and when I think of it, it's, I truly do. I don't feel like I had a good year. Podcast stuff aside, if we take Intoxicated aside, mental health wise, it wasn't great. But I'm ending the year on a high note because I'm finally medicated, and I'm starting to see the positive effects of that. And I feel like I'm entering next year as a better version of myself, which I'm hoping is going to give me a better year next year. And I know everyone says that next year is going to be better. Next year is going to be better. But I truly believe that this time.
Yeah.
So I think, although there were some shitty moments this year, I do think it's just set me up for next year to be even better.
Yes.
So that's that. But also podcast highlights. So you've... you're on board with Intoxicated now.
Here I am.
Do you have any moments that stick out to you from the podcast that you particularly enjoyed? Any episodes or moments?
I have a few, again.
Love it.
I'm really bad at making decisions. But anyways, I loved Kim's episode.
That was so fun.
And
shout out Kim Mosier.
And Luba.
Yes.
Just because she's such a bye-bye.
Some guests, like, you just connect with on, like, another level.
Exactly.
And I feel like Luba and Kim were definitely two of those. I've had so many. I'm like looking back and I'm just like, there wasn't a bad episode. We've had
exactly.
Serena.
That's what I'm saying.
Serena, Itai.
I also loved Dan and Claire, of course.
Oh,
and
my
Travis.
Gosh. Travis was so great. Talking with Minute Women was
Minute
so
Women.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Actually doing an episode with you was a blast.
Oh, I forgot I was on the podcast.
Right?
That's a highlight too. And like, of course, Jade, because she's my
I was just going to say Jade, yeah. Having Jade on was amazing. New guests, like new people that like I didn't really have relationships with before, you know, Justin Shaw, Jordan Foisey.
Oh, I loved talking to Jordan. He was great.
Oh my God, that episode was so fucking funny. And Justin was a gem of a human being. Big shout out to Harley Pye, who like I need to hit up soon for some flotation center. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very proud of the 19 episodes we did.
Me too.
I think they were all really great episodes. And honestly, like a lot of breakthroughs. Like when I think about the third episode with Lauren, the demisexuality
one, was really intense.
It really like it was an episode that like I learned something walking away from that. Same with Serena. She's a wealth of fucking knowledge. Shout out to Clifton Cremo, who's like a really good friend of mine now. And I feel like with Clifton, it's like, shout out Clifton. I really hope you're listening to this because you're mentioned all the fucking time on this podcast. I feel like Clifton was someone I wasn't that close with before we recorded. And after he did an episode, we're pretty tight buds now.
That's amazing.
Like I would consider Clifton one of my closer comedy friends. And aww. You know, comedy aside, just friends in general.
Yeah.
Big shout out Clifton Cremo. He is very hardworking and very hilarious. And yeah. Who else did we miss? Dan. Oh my God, Richard. Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
Shout out Richard.
We didn't forget about you, buddy.
We didn't forget about you. We just do a lot of podcasts.
That was an intense episode with Richard.
That was one certainly to remember, and that like, yeah, the stuff talked about was very intense.
And
very good conversations came out of that one. Mm-hmm. Our therapy session with Brittany Campbell.
Yeah.
Was really, really good. Scott McLean being back on the show.
Oh my God. That episode was a ride and a half.
That will be one I'll never forget because of what wasn't posted with that episode. So there you go. So yeah, I'm very stoked and proud of the podcast. And this is where I ask you, listener, to please tell your friends about it. Share it. If you want to give us a Christmas gift right now, it is Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you can do? And it's totally free. And it takes like no effort whatsoever, which is like you can either share on your Instagram stories that you're listening and tag us, or leave us a iTunes rating or review.
Because remember, kids,
sharing is caring.
Is caring.
Reviewing is
viewing. Reviewing is
who knows. Reviewing is good.
Reviewing is fun.
Please review us.
That was my haiku to you.
Please do that. I've been really enjoying myself, but we're going to look ahead to next year and 2022 and talk about, well, first of all, I need to ask you, do you believe in New Year's, do you do New Year's resolutions? What are your thoughts on having set goals at the end of the year to set you up for the next year? What are your thoughts?
I set goals and I never ever achieve them.
Never, eh? Do you ever look back at your old goals?
I do all the time. But now instead of setting goals, I do manifestations instead because I find that's better.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because like a goal is like, it's obviously important to work towards your goals and stuff like that. But like, I don't know, manifestations is like believing that will happen. And then, like, since you believe that will happen, you automatically work towards it. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So Yeah.
You just kind of envision how you want your life to be, and hopefully that leads you to doing the thing.
It
versus I need to lose 50 pounds by this day.
Exactly. So like it's being like, okay, so my life is going to be this way. So yeah. I'm going to do this to make my life this way.
Yes.
Right. Instead of being like, oh, I need to lose weight. So I'm going to diet and do all this crazy. I don't know.
No, I feel you.
Does it make sense?
It does make sense. My thing is with resolutions is like, I do feel it sets people up for failure if you put hard timelines on things. And I think people should focus on like just a few, you know, don't make a long list. Don't make a list of like 10 things you have to accomplish in a year.
That's a lot.
I personally am a big fan of like, how do I want to feel next year? You know, like when I picture me being happy, how does that feel? What kind of feeling am I having? And for me, it's like, I just want to be more present in my life, relaxed, less stressed, doing less and living more. That's my biggest thing for 2022.
Aww.
So there might be some changes. I'm not saying anything yet because I don't know what the future holds for this podcast. But I will say that it's a lot of work and I love the work, but it does take me away from a lot of things. And so in 2022, I'm going to be figuring out a way to still do this, but in a way that gives me some more space back in my life for like,
yeah,
I want to date. Like, I want to actually try to date so that I have time to do that. I want to focus on health a bit more. I want to focus on like maybe doing some things that aren't for other people and just for me. And that's super duper important to me. So that's my big thing for 2022 is to just work a little less and finally get that balance that I have been wanting all my life. Like literally all my life, I've just been wanting to feel like just balanced and like personally fulfilled as well as creatively and career-wise fulfilled. So that's my goal for 2022.
That's a great goal.
Yeah, self-care needs to be, I think, at the forefront.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm really, won't lie, like, you know, I went into last year with burnout, and I kind of feel like I'm going into 2022 with some burnout, too.
Hmm.
Although there's a lot of good things that have come out of the podcast, it's just, I can't stress enough, it's a lot of work, you guys. It's an insane amount of work, and I'm on the computer a lot, and I want to get out and see a tree and suck a dick.
Ah,
you know, like
trees and dicks. That's my goal for 2022.
Maybe sit across from another human without a mic and connect. And yeah,
instead of a mic, like water.
Yeah,
you know,
that's my big
or like, drink or like whatever you're into.
Honestly, that and my only other goal would be maybe to find a new apartment.
Yeah, I would also like a new apartment.
That's like, I'd like to set myself up to have a better living space with literally more physical space for my life. Do you have any goals for 2022?
My goal is just to like be happy just be happy.
So is there an area of which that you think that you might start working on more?
I don't even know at this point.
No,
I have no idea. I haven't thought about that.
That might be a good thing, though. Maybe it just means that you're very fulfilled and content and you don't have to change anything.
I feel like there's been a lot of big changes at the end of this year. Like,
yeah, you're still kind of adjusting to
yeah,
things.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. I think I want to go back to school at some point and like do something that has to do with the film industry, like screenwriting or something like that. Because I'd love to do like comedy screenwriting, right?
Oh, well, that's another goal of mine, too, because I have a lot of sketch ideas that I really want to write and make happen. So when I talk about stepping back from the podcast, I more so mean, you know, we might switch to a biweekly release. We might do a season break and then come back for another season. Like, it's really just about, again, figuring out a way to do this so that I can do other things too, because I want to foster comedy. I want to love comedy again.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I get to a point where I start resenting comedy because I'm very tired.
Yeah. Well, and that's understandable too. Like, you take on a lot. I take on a lot, you guys.
I will back Sarah up on this and fully say that I take on a lot.
I have so much, like, admiration for you, is that a word? That like you take on so much. I know it's stressful on you. Like I see that stressful on you, but like at the same time, I'm like, damn girl, look at you go.
I am a hard worker and it's something I'll never deny. I'm very proud of how hard I work. But if people look up to me, I want them to look up to me because I'm also putting myself first. And my challenge is that I don't do that a lot. And again, going back to it, that's the goal for 2022 is I want balance. I want to still do all these things that I'm doing, but not resent any of them.
I have some comedy goals. Whoa. For 2022.
What are the goals?
Well, to do longer sets, first of all.
Yeah, girl, but how also, long are we talking?
Like 7 minutes.
Oh, bitch.
Let's get crazy and say yes. 7.5.
I feel like that's very, very doable.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I want to do a guest spot at Yucks.
Oh,
at some point,
that's a
like
nice call.
Like probably like before, maybe like by the end of next year, hopefully. And I'm like, I'd love to do out of town shows too. Like that'd be really
there
fun.
There you go.
Like,
those are really good, doable goals.
Yeah, and just do more comedy. It's so funny because you're like, oh, I want to like love comedy again. I'm like, I just want to do more of it.
I have a weird thing where I have to miss it sometimes. So the times that I come back strong, I find are the times that I just miss it. Whether that's after taking like a 2 week break or after things shut down and then they come back, I feel like, I don't know if I'm running on empty, I'm just on autopilot and I'm not actually, I'm not actually enjoying it. So yeah, again, it's, I want to foster all these babies. I feel like I'm a mother bird with a bunch of squawking babies at me.
Yeah,
and like, and the babies are like comedy, podcast, self-care, a dating life that doesn't exist. There's just like, there's a lot squawking at me and I have to try to feed them all evenly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's,
Like a good analogy for your life.
It really, really is. Cause I'm not abandoning any of the baby birds.
No, you just want to make sure they're all grow up to be healthy. That's
I guess
all.
Real birds do throw out the weak babies out of the nest. Have you heard about that? Mother birds, they'll like throw out babies that are weaker.
Oh my God.
Out of the nest.
That's fucking brutal.
It is really brutal.
Okay, I never want to be a bird.
But I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to be a good mother bird.
You're a very, you know what? You're the best mother bird.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my sister just texted me with a bunch of traditions that she remembers as kids.
Does she read? Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't read them, but. She says, first, I would have to say I have a very fond memories of Christmas. Always felt like a happy time in our house, which is very, very true. And then she said, also one time when you were very small, you wanted a huge stuffed sheepdog. So mom and dad finally got it for you. But then you whipped it out of the giant box it came in only to sit in the box. Pretty sure I assumed ownership of your dog. So my sister got the sheepdog and I just sat in the big ass box it came in.
I love that.
And then she says, and then there was another time dad went to PEI and found huge potato chip bags that were actually full of chips and didn't tell us. Then he threatened if we were bad, he'd get a sack of potatoes for like months and months and months. So he got like these big potato chip bags from PEI.
Oh, wow.
And so that's all we got for Christmas.
That's hilarious.
And she says, I also remember us sleeping together every Christmas Eve and rushing to get our stockings and opening them with mom and dad. In their bed.
Cute. I always loved the stockings.
Yeah. Okay. Those are really good memories.
I love that.
Yeah. Good thing she has a good memory because I'm like, what do we do at Christmas? Anyway.
That's good. So those are good comedy goals of yours.
Yeah.
Comedy goals of mine, I guess, again, just learn to love it again. Learn to be present. I want to write more. I really want to write more clean jokes, Sarah. Clean material.
I want to write more dirty.
You can do it.
We can switch because I want to write dirty. So
I want to be more club friendly. That's for sure a thing. I want to get a strong 10.
Oh, that's another thing. I want to perform like more in Dartmouth. Like I want to check out Comedy Cove.
Yeah.
I want to check out Dart.
Why?
Dark Island. I'm just kidding.
Why not?
Fine, District 5.
You gotta do it everywhere.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to do Dark Gallery and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I think it's important to just have little goals in mind and not expect too much of yourself because it just can get messy when I don't know. I like the small things.
Small goals are the best
small
goals.
Small goals are the best goals.
Small goals are achievable.
They're achievable. The you'll feel good about them. They'll give you that little like serotonin boost.
My goal for this year was to be better at comedy. I'm not sure if that happened. I feel like it kind of did. But like also to become friends with you.
Because again, that. Was that really a goal of yours? Because
like
year?
I loved Intoxicated, and I was like, oh, I love Intoxicated, and like I want to be friends with Sarah. We have so much, I feel like we have a lot in common. I feel like I'd be able to like, you know,
we do have a lot in common.
Yeah. So
anyways, I wish I could find like I don't know if there was a place that I wrote down my 2020 or my 2021 goals. I don't even remember what it would have been. Probably all the same shit.
I have a book. Of goals.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I don't know what they were, but again, I have a tendency to say a lot and do very little. I think I did accomplish the goal in like getting a diagnosis and getting medicated, so that's kind of nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was huge for you. Holy.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And that, you know, that came towards the end of the year. So again, I think it's a good sign. It's setting me up for 2022 to be even better. And I guess based on astrology, for the first half of 2022, Pisces is the it girl. So it's
so jealous.
Year.
What about Aquarius? Is never the it girl. We always just get shit. We are never it. We are just shit.
Follow. Oh, I'll send you the TikToker that I follow who does like very in depth, like predictions and stuff. So.
Well, you know what? No one remembers Aquarius. Even like the hardcore.
I do because it's my Venus sign and. I appreciate Aquarius.
Today, my boss was like, I forget what she was doing, but I was like, oh yeah. She was like, this isn't clean enough. And I was like, that's such a Virgo thing to say. And then she was like, you know what? You can get out of here with your fucking Capricorn rising and your mad moon in Virgo or whatever the fuck you are. And I was like,
well, was she serious?
No, she was totally joking.
Okay. Totally shut.
Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think people who have such a strong hate for astrology are just scared to know themselves.
Exactly. That's it. That's it. You cracked the code.
Yeah, they really, really are. So yeah, live your life, be present in your life, enjoy life, because life is not social media and life isn't content. So I want everyone listening to put the phone down, spend time with people you love.
Put the phone down, but also still listen
That's a great point.
Keep the podcast.
Delete the Instagram app. Unless, oh no, don't, because we want you to like our,
oh no.
Shit. We're really fucking this up. Just be present.
But present with us.
Yeah.
Intoxicated.
Please continue to subscribe and again, share,
rate, review.
That would be amazing. That would be the best Christmas gift ever for me if you left
review,
me a
if review. If you want to be part of the crew.
That's right. There you go. You'll be part of the crew if you leave a review.
Oh, I love that. That's also going to be merch.
And if you share this episode or share anything from the Intoxicated Instagram to your stories and tag us, we would also love that. But I think that's it, Sarah. I think we're done.
Okay.
This is the farewell to 2021.
Bye.
See you later, you fucking cunt.
I mean,
of a year.
You were that bad.
I will not miss you. There were some good things to come out of it, but I am so excited for next year. I am done with you, 2021. See you later.
Do you know what year was really bad?
2020?
Mm-hmm. Was that this year? No, that was last year. Wait,
what? I love so 2020. Confused.
2016 was really bad.
That was a bad year. I feel like I've never had a good year.
Oh no. You don't have like a favorite year?
That's why Sarah's on antidepressants, and that's why 2022
is going to be your
is going to be my
best year.
It's going to be my best year. I'm going to finally be chemically happy.
I am.
Hopefully.
2013 was my favorite year. In case anybody was wondering.
I don't know. Whatever year I was 25 would have been my favorite year.
Nice. 2013?
Maybe. Math.
I don't understand. I'm done doing math.
Well, it would have been 10 years. 2011. Right. Because, yeah, I had my singleversary, and it was the first year I was single that I really enjoyed. But anyways, we're stalling on closing the episode. Sarah doesn't want it to end, but I'm very tired.
Sorry, goodbye. Fine, goodbye.
No, I do sincerely want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you for doing Podmas with me. And like, thank you all for tuning into this, like, kind of little experiment weird thing that we did.
Thank you for having me.
I noticed the downloads didn't go down, so I don't think I annoyed everyone. So that's good.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for tuning in. Have the best Christmas ever, and we'll talk to you in 2022, bitch.
Goodbye, I guess.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! See you next year.